Good morning, and welcome to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour starring Gary Rossignol of RE/MAX Preferred Group. To be part of the program, dial 513-563-1480 to get your answers to questions about your home and property. That number again, 513-563-1480. Now, here's Gary.
I found this statement yesterday on LinkedIn, and I thought, wow, that's pretty cool. It said, sometimes I'd like to drop my kids off in 1985 just to see how long they make it.
That's a funny one.
Having a little girl, you'd probably think that too.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, my mantra for this whole year has been that markets shift as life changes. However, people keep buying and selling real estate, always have, always will. You're in the real estate business indirectly. Yeah. Well, you're a major part of my services. And
yeah.
I've been in the real estate industry for about that long. A few days, a few weeks.
Since 85. No.
But I'd like to, and we're going to be here to help you today. My guest today is a good friend and a colleague, and he's the owner and the operator of Area-Wide Home Inspections. This is Mr. Adam Kroc.
Thanks for having me, Gary. Always fun.
Yeah, this is the ninth time you've been on the show.
Yep.
The fourth time this year.
Yep.
So that's a good pace.
You know? Next time we'll have to bring in cake and stuff.
A 10-year cake. A ten-time cake.
Yeah. That's funny.
So just to get things kicked off in the right mood, since it's Christmas time, we want to give some gifts away, and this is what I call my music trivia, Who Am I? This is for a $10 gift card to Starbucks, and our phone number is 513-563-1480. Write that down. Don't forget it. And if you haven't won in the past 60 days, and you qualify and can win today, if you can answer this question, it's an easy one. I'm an American singer and a teen idol with a number one hit in 1971 called Go Away Little Girl and 1972 Puppy Love. I would make cameo appearances with my four brothers on the Andy Williams Show back in the 1960s until I started my own career, and I also co-hosted a TV show with my sister. Who am I? That last one's a dead giveaway.
Yep.
If you've been around a while, if you want to send your kids back to 1985 to see how long they make it, then you'll know the answer to that question. That's for sure. I'm on LinkedIn quite a bit. You are too.
Yeah.
And we got to stay social media active. And I ran across this testimonial for you.
Yeah.
And KM wrote this. It says, I'm an out of state property owner, and I needed to have an inspection done of a home in Cincinnati. I did an internet search and spoke with a couple different inspectors. Some were not very personable or good at explaining the process, and some were quite high-priced, assuring me that they were the best in the industry, and that's why they deserve their high fee. Well, you're all the best, right?
Right.
I'm so glad I happened to call Adam with Area-Wide Home Inspections. He was an excellent communicator and explained the whole process and what I get for the fee he charged, which is extremely reasonable. It was a bit difficult to book this inspection because the person at the property made it difficult to schedule a time. Adam stuck with me, and he was finally able to connect with the person and get the job done. I know that no one else would have gone to the efforts to book the appointment, and I'm so grateful that Adam worked it out for me. He did an excellent job, gave me a full 80-page report with lots of pictures and explanations, everything I need. And then some. Thank you, Adam, and all the best. 80-page report.
Yeah, I never print them out or anything. I don't advise people to print them out because it kills ink cartridges.
Right.
Yeah. Some people say, oh, I printed it out. I was like, I'm sorry. And then they say, oh, no, I did it at work. I'm like, here you go.
Yeah, but everybody does things on their phone. I mean,
oh, no. Yeah.
This is more than this is a tool that.
Absolutely.
And, you know, thinking of, Bob Dylan did a song called Times Are Changing.
Yeah.
And that's the way it goes. I mean, I have people approach me all the time about the, you know, the real estate lawsuits that are going on. You need to know the history of what's happening. You need to go back in 1985 for a day,
yeah,
and experience the way things were back then, before cell phones, before electronic lockboxes and showing time and the internet and the MLS online and, yeah, and all.
Well, super boxes, before they were the iBox, the electronic lockboxes that, uh-huh, they're still using in Northern Kentucky, they used to be like the little combination, like what you'd see on your lockers at school.
Yeah, you know? right.
It says right, uh-huh, on it, Supra.
and a lot of agents still go to Lowe's or Home Depot and,
yep,
buy those, yep, $23 lock boxes, yeah, that only work half the time.
After they get wet.
But times are changing.
Yeah.
There you go. So I just thought that was an excellent testimonial. That's really,
yeah,
says a lot about you and your services.
It was very nice of her to leave that review. I was very grateful for the review.
Especially the good communicator.
I have to be.
That's why you're on the radio, because you, well, communicate well.
Thank you, Gary.
So when you communicate with folks like that, and they may or may not have ever had a home inspection done, what do you tell them about home inspections?
I tell them that it's a snapshot in time for the time that I'm there. It's an assessment of the property when I'm there for that period of time. Basically, I should have started it by that. But it doesn't mean that, you know, that I'm going to be able to predict when their furnace is going to fail, or, mm-hmm, their roof may leak, or their sink drains might leak. It doesn't mean that, but I do look for signs of issues that have occurred in the past. And then I say, hey, you know, monitor this area, because it looks like something happened here a while ago, but
right,
it's not happening now, whatever that may be.
Right.
Whether it's a plumbing leak, a roof leak, termites, you know. But it's basically that they need to understand that I'm just giving them a rundown of the property that they're buying,
the condition
while I'm there.
That's in there, right?
Yeah. And I also, you know, I do say you should monitor your home, even if it was occupied when we did the home inspection. It's going to be vacant for some amount of time, which means it's not going to be operated as a home. So systems of the house can sit without being operated, which means if you have 17 or 18 year old sink faucets, and it's because it's a 17 or 18 year old house,
mm-hmm,
they could start dripping and leaking after the house sits for about a month without it being operated, vacant, you
right,
know, and then the people move in and they're like, why are my sink faucets dripping? Or why do I have this leak now? And I tell them up front, it's like one of the first things I put on the report is monitor your home.
Yeah. It's like Tony's house. I mean, you went out there about 3-4 weeks ago, did a, mm-hmm, home inspection.
Yeah.
Found that the 3 layers of roof.
Yeah. That was,
so that needed to be,
that's heavy,
taken care of. I had my painter go in and repaint the interior, and Sarah's putting the new flooring in.
Yeah.
The furnace was older, but it was a heat pump and it was working when you were there.
Yeah.
Well, lo and behold, Sarah's in the middle of putting flooring down. She calls Gary, says the furnace isn't coming on. And I had my HVAC guy, Chris Cox, go out, and he said, yeah, there must have been like a power surge, and it fried the circuit board inside.
Yeah.
He said, now I could fix it. He says, if I can get the parts, he says, you're looking $1,500, $1,700. Because then you still have a heat pump that was built in 1997.
Yeah, I remember. I think it was an older, it was,
yeah,
like 20 it, years. It was
yeah, older. It was 27 yeah, years old. So he said, I wouldn't put that kind of money into an old furnace. Yeah,
you
so,
just get a new one.
But that's the way it happens.
That is absolutely true. That these things, I've been called before, months and months and months after performing inspections for clients in the winter, when I tell them, you know, I can't run your air conditioner in the wintertime,
mm-hmm,
and it'll break it. And you know, it's more in depth than that. It's more, you know, defined, and you know the parameters. It says 65 degrees. If it's below that, blah blah blah. I do put that statement in the report. But I have received calls in the spring and the summertime when they start turning them on. They're like, hey, my air conditioner's not working. And I say, hey, I couldn't run it in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And I also said to have your system cleaned and serviced, further evaluated, certified by a professional HVAC contractor. And I usually use the verbiage prior to closing,
mm-hmm,
which is very difficult to pull off. However, That is my recommendation, and that is for the warranty company's benefit mostly. So the warranty company can say, hey, did you get it clean and serviced prior to closing? Because a lot of people get home warranties.
Right.
And some are good,
and I highly,
and
especially in a situation like that.
Absolutely.
210 home buyer warranty. If you get the warranty before closing, then when spring rolls around and that air conditioner doesn't come on, guess what? The warranty company will replace it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they
cost you maybe $100.
Yeah, I think it's like a deductible.
To replace an air conditioner, you're looking $3,000.
Yeah, I know.
Or more.
It's, they're all, everything's expensive anymore. It doesn't matter what it is. Somebody told me that a garage door the other day cost $1,000. I was like, are you serious?
Yeah.
For some aluminum? It's like, I had no idea. Like, I don't know. I don't go to Lowe's and Home Depot anymore and look around at prices of goods to see what these things cost. Somebody said a water heater now is $1,000. It's like, wow, that's just.
So when you're talking to a new first time buyer or someone who's bought a house maybe 5 or 8, 10 years ago, what kind of questions would you like to have them ask you?
Where to locate things in the house. Typically, I mean, I've had people say, what's
not
the main
about
water
your credentials or anything like that.
Some people, I find nowadays, it seems like most people have already done their research on me
they
before.
Go online.
Yeah.
Nice website.
Yeah. They look at the website. They'll look at Google. They'll look at whatever else is out there.
Uh-huh.
And they already know that I'm certified to do whatever that they've already hired me for. So like when I meet them, usually it's locational stuff. Some people say, hey, you know, is there anything crazy, like just absurd or out of the ordinary, just head and shoulders above everything else? And if there's not, or, you know, up, it depends on when they ask me that question. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I'm halfway through the inspection, I'm like, well, so far I'm good, but I'll come and get you if I see something that's nuts.
Yeah.
But
some smart sellers will do a pre-listing inspection like you did for Tony.
Yeah.
But I always tell the buyer, you know, the inspection isn't just to find bad things with the house or defects. It's to learn about the house because you don't get a maintenance book about how to operate the house. You need to find out, where do I turn the gas off? Where do I turn the water off?
Right.
How do I turn the furnace off if I need to? You know, where do I turn the sink water off if it's not draining right or if it's overflowing? Or how do I shut the toilets off? And
right.
Those are things that you need to be there with you to go through the house and learn about the house.
Absolutely.
At this time each week, I like to express my gratitude to all our troops, veterans, first responders, and all of our heroes, which is the nurses and doctors and nurses' aides, healthcare and EMT staff, and our police and firefighters. Too often they deal with life and death situations, so let's thank them and keep them in your thoughts and prayers. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Mr. Adam Kroc with Area Wide Home Inspections. His number is 513-802-3164. Give him a call. I know he will answer his phone right after the show, but good luck getting him in there in the next couple of days.
Friday.
After our break, we're going to have a moment with Miles, and then we're going to talk about value-adding winter home improvements. That's a good topic. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480wdjo.com.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees. Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire. Reunite together again. The Heart and Soul Tour 2024. Chicago and Earth, Wind and Fire, live at Riverbend Music Center Friday, July 19th. Cincinnati, this is going to be a night to remember. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
many times have you called an automotive service shop to get work done on your car just to find out they're backed up for 2 weeks or more? Hi, I'm Robert Nolan of John Nolan Auto Service. John Nolan Auto Service is ready right now to work on your car. We can do anything from a simple oil change, new tires, brakes, or an entire engine overhaul. Our ASC certified technicians can do it all and at a fair price. So if you're hearing strange noises in your vehicle, call John Nolan Auto Service at 859-261-8833 for an appointment today. John Nolan Auto Service, trusted in Cincinnati for over 50 years, is located on 4th Street in Newport, Kentucky, just across from the World Peace Bell. Call us at 859-261-8833 for your appointment today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car. Why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They are draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait, you're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code WINNING for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code WINNING. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code WINNING for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WINNING.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
Thanks for listening and watching. We are on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter, which is called X now. My name is Gary Rosignol. I'm a certified residential specialist, better known as Cincinnati's Rock and Roll Realtor, with RE/MAX Preferred Group. And speaking of RE/MAX Preferred Group, this is the moment I've been waiting for all week. This is the captain of our ship, Mr. Miles Beersford, with his moment with Miles.
Hey, Gary, rock and roll, my friend. Gary, speaking to the consumer this morning, please make sure that the agent you are dealing with fully explains that Ohio law protects you in the transaction. Whether you are listing, buying, or leasing property, a real estate agent can provide you with expertise and assistance. In some cases, the real estate agent will represent you as his or her client. In other instances, you may be working with the agent as a customer. In either event, the law protects buyers and sellers with required disclosures and forms prior to your purchase. The following disclosures are required in Ohio: the Consumer Guide to Agency Relationships, an agency disclosure statement, and the residential property disclosure form. Your agent should also present you with a lead-based paint disclosure, and if an agent is buying or selling a property for himself, he or she must disclose that they are a licensed real estate agent. And that's this morning's moment with Miles.
That's some good stuff, Miles, and I thank you for bringing that up. And I know there's a lot of controversies with, well, when I bought my first house, I thought Flo was my agent. I didn't find out till after we moved in and there was water pouring in the basement. When I called her, I says, "What do I do?" And she says, "Why are you calling me?" And I said, "Well, you are my real estate agent." She says, "No, I'm not. We represented the seller." Well, back then, this was between 1986. No, this is before 1986. This is early 80s. And they didn't have disclosures, written disclosures. So there you go. That's why I got in the real estate. I said, I'm going to make a difference. I'm going to change some things.
Those property disclosures are important.
Yes, they are.
Very, very important.
You probably appreciate getting those before you do the inspection.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. When people send them over to me, I love it, because then I can look it over real quick, because it really, honestly, it keeps the seller honest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's, and it also informs and educates.
I find most sellers, probably 80%, are very honest.
Yes.
They want to be very thorough.
Yes, yes.
Which is a good thing. But some sellers don't.
Yeah.
We'll touch on that in a little bit. Later in the show, we're going to have a visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. Next week, my guest is Justin Drew. Thank you for sending him over my way yesterday morning. He's with Plug PV Solar Pro.
Yeah.
It's a topic I've been wanting to get into for months and months, solar energy, which is becoming very popular, and he's the expert. I'm grateful to all my regular listeners. Billy O'Neill called. She has the answer to the trivia question, which was Donny Osmond. And she'll get a $10 gift card to Starbucks. And I also want to shout out to Carol in South Lebanon, Betty Sanders and Steve Templin, and Jane Rio and Felicia and Mason, Mike and Nancy Little from Indiana, Paige Grad, Mike Carroll, Steve Zinser, my family, and all the many realtors that tune in or watch each week. If you have a question or a comment for us, just call us at 513-563-1480. Here in the studio is Adam Kroc with Area-Wide Home Inspections. And I ran across this topic. I thought this would be apropos for this time of year, which most of my topics are, but the value-adding winter home improvements. People often ask me, well, like Tony, you know, he said, well, we put a brand new roof on the house, so that must increase the value of the house. So, well, it's going to help sell it quicker. It's going to help it sell at the higher end of the price range. But a new roof is a maintenance item. It does not really add value.
That's true.
A new HVAC system, being brand new, it's going to be very attractive. It's going to help the house sell quicker at the higher end of its price range, but it's not adding value to the home.
Yeah.
So what are some things that do add value to the home? Insulation upgrade. If you have proper insulation, but if you add insulation, that's going to add a little value to the house.
Yeah, and your energy bills, really. That's exactly where you'll see it.
You mentioned the price of garage doors, replacing your garage door to a new fancy garage door, something that works really well. That'll add a little bit of value to your home.
Yeah.
Basement conversion. If you have an empty, unfinished basement and you put a nice room down there with a full bath or a part bath, especially if you have a walkout, that's going to add value to your home.
Yeah, it will.
Attic conversion. Some of the older homes in Hyde Park and Mount Lookout where they have the third floor, mm-hmm. which is just an open, empty area. It has a stairwell, but if you finish that stairwell and you insulate and put some heat and cooling up there and you finish it and make another room or two or a studio, that's going to add value to the
home. Because of the square footage, it can add an extra room or two depending on what it is. As long as they can get the HVAC up there to heat it and cool it, that's probably the most important thing with the third floor conversion.
And you probably
and
run
safety.
Across, you probably run across that a lot where some of the older homes, they don't have the air return.
Yeah, they don't have the, or they just don't have a supply up there, and it gets really hot, and I'll see a window unit in the window, which is fine, but I'm looking for HVAC supplies in all rooms of the houses. Now, returns, not so much. I mean, if they're there, great. If they're not, I look at the bottoms of doors
mm-hmm.
to make sure that the doors will allow air back to the main return if there's a central return. But
just cut an inch off the bottom of the door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But no, those third floor conversions are, they're valuable. But the HVAC and to make sure that there's guardrails and proper handrails to get up in there, because a lot of times those third floor steps are really steep.
Yeah. Yes, they are. So can you think of anything else that might add value to a home? Putting a nice deck or a three-season room on the back of the house adds value.
It does, as long as the temperatures are good enough for the contractors to do it, which they can do it in the wintertime. It's just if they got a concrete stuff and let that set up, they got to do that stuff on the right day, but it's still doable in the wintertime. But, yeah, that adds value. Sometimes kitchen and bathroom
upgrades,
renovations
right.
and upgrades can add value too. But, of course, you know, the people who are doing those – who choose to do those renovations, they should do their homework and their research first before doing the upgrade, because you don't want to put $50,000 into a kitchen
right.
and then it really only adds $40,000 of value to the house or something. You got to really do your research.
Depending on the location of the home.
That too, and the materials you're using.
Right. So you can call me and I'll be happy to stop by and just kind of go over some of the your thoughts, what you're thinking about doing. Some owners getting ready to put their house on the market will over improve them.
Yeah.
They'll spend, you know, a house in Deer Park versus a house in Montgomery. A Deer Park home probably wouldn't warrant having the high-end upgraded countertops and cabinets. You can get by with some pretty generic, lesser expensive type countertops. Versus if you are in Montgomery or Hyde Park, it's going to be a requirement that you put in some of the high-end solid
quartz, something like that. Yeah,
right. So those are some just some value adding for winter improvements. If you're stuck at home and you want to do some things and get some money returned, check with me. Holiday home safety tips, holiday light safeties. And you probably concur with me on this. Never use an extension cord and plug more than one or two strands of lighting into an extension cord.
A Christmas Story and Christmas Vacation are good movies to prove that.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're a cat person like us, put your tree up for a couple of days first. Let your cat get used to it because they're going to climb in the tree.
Yeah.
And we found that using orange peels around the base of the tree keeps our cat away. Our cat just does not like the smell of the orange. And
I'm going to keep that one in mind.
Mo stays away from that. And she also sprays some kind of, Christmas tree type scent that she sprays around. He doesn't like that either. So he stays away from that. Just be safe. And if you have a old lighting, go to Lowe's or Home Depot or wherever you shop, and you can pick up the new LED lights. They're really inexpensive. 2 years ago, we bought a tree that's got the LED lights built into it. So we just put it in a stand, plug it in, and it's done.
Yeah.
It's safe.
Yeah, those a lot of the older lights are not safe. I saw some older ones at a house the other day, and I was looking up. I was like, I'm not putting my ladder up against that.
Uh-huh, right. So you want to be real careful.
Yeah.
Tune in on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock right here on WDJO. John Englehart and Soda Shop Sunday. And I know he has some great oldies Christmas songs, some things that you've probably never heard of before. He's a hoot. He's fun. You want to tune in for that. The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Area Wide Home Inspection. You can go to areawidehomeinspection.com. Great website. It'll explain everything about the home inspection process, what Adam will do, or call him at 513-802-3164. He does it all. You do the whole house. You do the radon. I found out you do the mold testing.
Yeah.
Air quality.
Yeah.
Termite and wood boring insect. And he even has a drone to fly up on the roof if the weather isn't good.
Yep.
He can still get a good eye view of the roof and let you know the condition of that. So, and you're not that expensive. No. You're not the cheapest, but you don't want to be.
No, I want to be right in the middle.
Right in the middle. He's a good one for you, and you will get a very precise inspection report, easy to read, and he'll be happy to talk to you about it afterwards. So give him a call, 513-802-3164. Don't touch that dial. Coming up next is my music history. And then we're going to talk about what items need to be fixed. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Area Wide Home Inspection makes the home inspection process easy and educational for the client. Area Wide Home Inspection provides easy to understand reports that won't scare off buyers. Area Wide has delivered thousands of home inspections in Greater Cincinnati, licensed in Ohio and Kentucky. They provide a visual inspection, including radon testing, air quality and mold, wood destroying insects, and even drone services for thorough roof inspections. Your home inspection doesn't need to be a deal killer, just fair and honest. Call Adam Kroc at Area Wide Home Inspection, 513-802-3164, or visit areawidehomeinspection.com. That's areawidehomeinspection.com.
Get ready, because here they come.
One, two, three, four!
It's Beatlemania all over again with the Fab Four, the ultimate tribute to the Beatles. Entertainment Tonight says, seeing the Fab Four is just like seeing the Beatles.
Hey, Jude.
The Fab Four takes you through the 60s with the music that changed our lives. It's a show you won't want to miss.
Live at Taft Theater on Friday, March 15th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com and the Taft Theater box office.
Guys, are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars for your ED medications? Hi, I'm Dan Beebe, owner of Save Discount Drugs in Covington, and we are excited to offer generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis for as little as $5 per dose. Give us a call at 859-431-2857 to find out more. Save Discount Drugs can help you in other ways, too. If you are uninsured or have high deductible insurance, Save Discount Drugs offers everyday low pricing on all of our medications, not just a few that are on the list. We even offer select antibiotics for just $1. So call us at 859-431-2857 to see how you can save time and money at Save Discount Drugs. We have free parking behind the store with a convenient back entrance. Save Discount Drugs is located four doors north of the Madison Theater at 716 Madison Avenue in downtown Covington. That's Save Discount Drugs, 859-431-2857, or check us out online at savediscountdrugs.com.
You never think much about your roof until that puddle in your living room grabs your attention. No need to panic or make a hasty decision by hiring a company that was hanging windows yesterday. Call the roofing experts at Scott Marlow Roofing at 859-743-1311. Scott Marlow Roofing has been serving the Tri-State for over 30 years. Whether it's storm damage or effects of Father Time, Scott Marlow Roofing can remove the old roof and replace it with a variety of roofing options at a fair, reasonable price. Don't wait for the puddle to make the right move. Call Scott Marlow Roofing today at 859-743-1311. That's 859-743-1311 for a no-cost evaluation.
You know, it's easy to turn your unwanted, broken, or unused gold and silver jewelry and coins into needed cash. Gold and silver class rings, wedding bands, and coin collections can all be turned into needed cash fast at Franklin Street Coin Company in Evendale. They are paying more because they buy more. Get the highest prices available fast at Franklin Street Coin Company, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Sports. Go Buckeyes!
This is one of my favorite parts of the show. It's time for Gary's Music History. And on this day back in 1966, supergroup Cream released their debut album, Fresh Cream. The group consisted of bassist Jack Bruce, guitarist Eric Clapton, and drummer Ginger Baker. Bruce was the primary songwriter and vocalist, although Clapton and Baker contributed the songs. Formed by members of previously successful bands, they are widely considered the first supergroup. Also released their second single, I Feel Free, on the same day. Cream blended rock, blues, psychedelic rock, and a hint of jazz to create a unique sound. On this day, back in 1972, Neil Diamond released the live double album, Hot August Night, from a concert on August 24th in 1972, which was one of 10 sold-out concerts that Diamond performed that month at the Greek Theater in Los Angeles. The album peaked at number 5 in the U.S. chart and spent 29 weeks at number 1 on the Australian chart. And on this day in 1988, according to a poll released in the U.S., the music of Neil Diamond was favored as the best background music for making love. Beethoven was the second choice, and Luther Vandross was voted third.
It's time to teach you the art of love.
On this day back in 1989, Billy Joel started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles chart with We Didn't Start the Fire. Its lyrics are made up of rapid-fire brief allusions to over 100 headline events between 1949, which was Billy Joel was born on May 9th of that year, and 1989 when the song was released on his album Stormfront. On this day back in 2005, a man charged with stealing more than $300,000 worth of Elvis Presley's jewelry from the Elvis-A-Rama Museum appeared in a Las Vegas court. 30-year-old Elib Aguilar was arrested on November the 3rd after police said he approached a retired Elvis impersonator and offered to sell him several items, including Presley's 1953 class ring from Humes High School, worth $32,000, a 41-carat ruby and diamond ring worth $77,000, and a gold-plated Smith & Wesson 38 special. That was really smart. On this day back in year 2010, Eric Clapton announced he was to sell off part of his extensive guitar collection to raise money for his Crossroads Rehab Center in Antigua. Highlights of the sale would include a guitar Clapton played at the Cream reunion shows in 2005, estimated to sell for more than $16,300. The sale, to be held at Bonhams in New York, would also feature a vast collection of amps and speakers, including a pair of Marshall speaker cabinets. So there you go. I wonder if they had speakers in them, or are they just cabinets? Here's the answer to the trivia question. Born on this day back in 1957, Little Donny Osmond, American singer who had the 1971 U.S. number one single, Go Away Little Girl, a 1972 number one single with Puppy Love, plus seven other top 40 singles. As part of the American Family Group, the Osmonds, he had the 1971 U.S. number one single, One Bad Apple, and the 1974 hit Crazy Horses, and the 1974 number one single, Love Me for a Reason. The Osmonds have sold over 75 million records worldwide. So there you go. I hope you had as much fun with these music notes as I had while researching them for you. I am called Rock and Roll Realtor because I play with the greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory. And you can hear us live. Bring in the new year. We are taking reservations as we speak. We are about 100 people strong so far. Our goal is 300, so we're about a third of the way there. It's at the Marriott in Westchester, New Year's Eve. The package includes overnight accommodations, ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, breakfast buffet on New Year's Day, and late checkout. You'll have live entertainment with Bluestone Ivory and Master of Ceremonies J.D. Hughes. So call Carmen at 513-645-4613. Make your reservations now. Don't wait. If you wait, you may be sorry. So once we're booked, we're going to be booked. Our annual Christmas show for the Dragonfly Foundation with members of the North Cincinnati Youth Orchestra and special guests and lots of fun and fundraising is going to be on December the 23rd. That's 2 weeks from today. So you want to tune in and be ready to call in and make your pledges. Adam, a lot of times, this is Adam Crockey. He's the owner of Area-Wide Home Inspections. I think the best inspector in town.
Thank you, sir.
There's only two or three I can say that to.
Thank you.
You're at the top
that.
Of my list.
Thank you.
So I've seen you in action. And you know you're honest.
Yeah, I have
and,
to be.
And you care.
I do.
That's very important.
I do, and it's. I think that carries me further than anything else with the clients that hire me.
It's not a job for you.
No, I like doing what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's cool, and I sensed that from the moment I met you, and that's why I latched on to you, and I thought, you know, you're my guy. So, after you do home inspections, I'm sure you have buyers ask you some strange questions like, would you buy this house?
Oh, yeah, I get that. I get that one a lot.
Or should we get that fixed?
Yeah.
You know, what items do you ever recommend that something be replaced or fixed?
most of the time, what I tell people when they say, "Well, what would you get fixed on all this list of stuff or whatever?" Because I'll put the doors that don't latch and change in the furnace filter and all the other stuff that they should do anyway. And
it's a
CYA, right?
Right,
and it's informative too. So that way, it's like a punch list. They know exactly everything that I could find for them. Uh-huh. But I narrow it down to what I think is unsafe for them and their situation. And what I mean by that is if they don't have kids or pets, I'll put the anti-tip bracket on the report and it'll be labeled a safety concern. But I'll ask them, do you have any kids or pets? And they're like, no. And I was like, well, this is going to show up on the report as a big red flag. It's a $12 item on Amazon. When you do have kids, if you're ever going to have kids, you can put that anti-tip bracket on the oven to prevent that oven from being pulled over if they step on the oven door.
Uh-huh.
So I go into more depth with them on these specific items, especially if I believe it's pertinent to their situation. Those are the things that I usually say, that is something that's important that you should probably pursue or do on your own. I said, how you pursue this, and I tell them this every time if they ask, how you pursue this is totally up to you and your real estate agent to go forward, because your real estate agent is your best guide going forward to make the best educated decisions based on my report and their experience. And that's what I tell people. You know, everybody's different. What might be important to yesterday's client might not be important to tomorrow's client.
Right.
But there are certain things that are just flat out unsafe. Yeah. And that's usually the ones that I recommend that they get fixed first and foremost. Is the
if they're working with a realtor who is their buyer agent.
Mm-hmm.
If you go directly to the listing agent, guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
Flat.
That agent represents the seller, and all they want to do is get to the closing table for their seller. They don't really... Some will care if you're happy or not, but most time their allegiance is with the seller.
Yeah. Flow,
right, exactly. Yep. I mean, after that little conversation, I went, oh, my God, some of the things that we told her, had I known that she wasn't my agent, I wouldn't have said that. You know, it's just you just have to be real careful. You need you need to learn, talk with a first-time agent or first-time buyer yesterday, and we're working on getting the financing. Then we need to sit down for about 2.5 hours. I'm going to walk them through the whole process. We're going to go over the purchase contract.
Yeah.
We're going to go over the home inspection process.
Yeah.
Let them know what the requirements are and let them know what they are obligated to do for themselves.
Yeah.
You just need to be real careful with that.
Education's important.
Education, that's it. Yep. So what are some things, and I know we've talked about this before, but it's I still see it happening. One thing, if you haven't detached your hose from your hose bib outside, as soon as this show is over, before the Car Tech show comes on, run outside and disconnect your hose.
Yeah, that one's important.
That's going to save you a lot of time and effort. And to be prepared for the home inspection, make sure all your light bulbs.
Yeah. That one.
What happens when you flip a switch and the light doesn't come on?
I put it in the report, and it's a thing on the report. And then people are like, really?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
I have to have an electrician come out to replace a bulb?
That's the verbiage that is required by law.
Replace your bulbs. Make sure every light fixture in the house, in the closets, in the basement, in the refrigerator, in the oven, make sure when you flip the switch, they come on.
Yeah.
And if they don't, mark it why. It's a dummy switch.
Yeah.
Or hire an electrician and get the switch removed.
Fixed. Or, if it's an abandoned switch, mark it.
Yeah. And another thing I know that you guys don't like is accessibility. What drives you crazy?
Yeah. If it's not accessible, whatever it is, whether it be the furnace, the attic, the crawl space, whatever, it drives me. Panel boxes drives me nuts. But, you know.
And there's that electric outlet behind the sofa.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's,
you can't move the sofa to check
it. No.
The Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour is brought to you today by Area-Wide Home Inspections, and Adam's phone number is 513-802-3164. It is Saturday. He has openings this coming Friday.
Yep.
So call him today. Get that book before it's gone. Stay with us, because next we're going to visit with Bill Kerrigan of the Dragonfly Foundation. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour on WDJO, 1480 AM, now on FM 99.5 and 107.9.
Celebrate New Year's Eve with Cincinnati's greatest classic rock band, Bluestone Ivory, as they roar in the new year at the Marriott Cincinnati North. Packages include accommodations, a ballpark-themed buffet dinner, open bar, and a breakfast buffet. New Year's Day with late checkout. Dance the night away with the sounds of Bluestone Ivory as they ring in 2024. Space is limited. Book your reservations today. Call Carmen at 513-645-4613 or visit 1480wdjo.com.
Join the Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati's official game watch party at O'Brien's Bar and Grill, 1998 Madison Road in O'Brienville, the hottest ticket in town for all things OSU athletics. As an official Alumni Club member, you'll enjoy food and drink specials every game all season long. Not a club member yet? Sign up today at cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu. Gather your friends, wear your scarlet and gray, and head over to O'Brien's Bar and Grill for the best Ohio State game day experience. The Ohio State University Alumni Club of Greater Cincinnati and O'Brien's Bar and Grill, where Buckeye pride comes alive. Visit cincinnati.alumni.osu.edu for all club news, updates, and upcoming events.
Hear what customers are saying.
One of the cutest little places with options for both indoor and outdoor seating that adapts to all seasons. In summer, the patio is set with a great seasonal cocktail menu. In colder weather, they do have a giant fire to gather around and keep you warm. And you can enjoy a drink inside a cozy atmosphere. My favorite, Great Vibes Place, and perfect for a relaxing night with close friends.
The Blind Lemon, open 7 nights a week. Live music 7 nights a week. The Blind Lemon, 936 Hatch, Mount Adams.
Boost Mobile is giving families the holiday gift they really want. When you switch to Boost, you get 4 lines for only $25 per month for each line and 4 free 5G devices to gift, like the Samsung Galaxy A23 or Moto 5G Stylus. Only Boost switches between the top networks to give you the best service. So stop by a Boost Mobile store and give the gift of Boost. That's 4 lines for only $25 each. Get it exclusively at your local Boost Mobile store today. Visit BoostMobile.com for details. New customers and in-store only. Requires auto pay and ID verification. Other restrictions apply. See participating dealers for details.
Lynn, you beat me again at pickleball. I owe you a quarter.
Oh, my muscles are telling my age.
Yeah, your age 65 is coming. Hey, did you ever call my Medicare plan, Coach Anita?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm going to flip this quarter. Heads, I win. Tails, you lose.
Wait, I would lose either way.
You will lose out anyway if you don't call Anita Berry about a Medicare plan. 513-739-6028.
Okay, I will. 513-739-6028. Now give me my quarter.
Get on. Let's rock the house.
We are rocking the house this morning, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Rock and Roll Real Estate Hour with yours truly, Gary Rosignol. I am your senior real estate specialist with RE/MAX Preferred Group. At this time of every show, I like to dedicate this part of the show to the Dragonfly Foundation. They support pediatric families and patients by an amazing feat. It's just remarkable what they do. They built a network that connects Dragonfly families to each other and to our community, and they provide programs to enhance their quality of life. These programs are in partner with the greatest children's hospital in the USA. That's our very own Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and we should be super proud to have that type of hospitalization here in our hometown. This gentleman calls in each week. He's a board of director member of the Dragonfly Foundation. He has been their cheerleader and number one fan for years. This is my friend, Mr. Bill Kerrigan. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Gary. How you doing?
We are doing fantastic, and we're gearing up for our annual Christmas show, which will be in 2 weeks. You think you'll be able to come down to the studio and visit with us that day?
Absolutely. I will be there with bells on.
All right. Sounds great. So you can go to dragonfly.org, and I have their website up here on my laptop, and it's fantastic. It tells you everything you need to know about the Dragonfly Foundation, what's going on. I especially like the events section. They got some videos. They got some testimonials. They got some really heartwarming videos, things that you wouldn't know about. But in about 60 seconds, can you let my listeners know what the Dragonfly Foundation is and what it is not and why it came to pass?
Absolutely, Gary. It came from our founder having a child that was diagnosed with pediatric cancer, and that child was immediately sent to Cincinnati Children's. And what they found there was that, number one, the care was amazing, but number two, they really kind of felt lost because, you know, no one's been through that before. So what we decided to do is we decided to put together an organization that supported the families in every way conceivable, from supplies that they might need to gift cards that they may need for a meal or for groceries, for gasoline, what have you, and then also events throughout the year to give the families, parents, patient, and their siblings some strength, some joy, some hope, and some fun along their journey.
And that you do remarkably. It's just amazing what the kind of work that you guys do. Let's see, I'm bringing up your events calendar right now. I love the picture of the little child on the front cover. But you got some things going on. You got five things going on here in December still. The thing I like is the Papa John's Pizza with a Purpose. Boy, that's, you call them before the game tomorrow and order about three or four or five large pizzas for all your buddies that's coming over to watch Bengals beat the crap out of the out of Indianapolis tomorrow.
I hope so. I hope that's the case. Or tonight for the Crosstown Shootout.
Right. Exactly.
But yeah. You just go online and order your Papa John's Pizza, and put in the code word Dragonfly20. You're going to get 20% off your order. And you're also going to make a small donation to the Dragonfly Foundation.
That's huge.
A total win-win.
That is.
Makes it easy.
That is. That's great. If you're going to buy a new car, check out Subaru up in where's the Subaru located at, Bill?
It's the King Subaru. King Subaru. King's Auto Mall. And, you know, they make one of the safest vehicles in the world. So if you're looking for maybe a little change, yeah, try out a Subaru. And if you buy one, $300 is going to come back to Dragonfly.
That's great. I like the Moorline Logger House New Year's Eve party. If you don't want to have the big package at the Marriott with Bluestone Ivory, if we're going to probably be booked up here in the next couple of weeks, go to the Moorline House, and the Dragonfly Foundation will benefit from that as well.
No doubt about it. That's New Year's Eve from 9 to 1 o'clock, Christian Moorline Logger House. Stop in, have a couple of drinks, have some great food, have some fun, dance a little bit, and you'll be helping the Dragonfly Foundation.
So if you're listening to the show right now and you want to help the Dragonfly Foundation, just text the word WINGS15 to 71777 and donate. Every $5 helps, or 10, 50, 100, whatever makes you feel good about what you're doing for the Dragonfly Foundation. Do that. And when you go shopping for all your groceries here before the holidays, go to Kroger's, use your Kroger Community Rewards card, and of course, designate the Dragonfly Foundation as the recipient of their very generous donations to nonprofits across our fair city. So we are just about out of time for today. Thanks to all who listened and are watching on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And my guest, Adam Kroc, thank you for coming down.
Absolutely.
We'll see you in a couple of months. We'll see you at New Year's Eve. I know you're going to be there with your wife, Lauren, and that's going to be great. So have you inherited a property you don't need, or do you own a piece of property you don't want? Good question. I get that all the time. We don't want this house. What do we do with it? Well, call me, 513-777-2402. I'll give you some options. Or you can go to rockandrollgary.realtor. Always, always hug your kids, call your parents and siblings regularly. Kiss your spouse every day and stay safe. And stay right here for the Car Tech Show with Wesley Adams coming up next. And now it's time for Christmas cheer. This is the Westchester Symphony Orchestra playing Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride. This is from our concert last Tuesday night.
Thanks for another great show, and if you have any real estate questions, just call me at 513-777-2402 or go to rockandrollrealestateagent.com. Thanks to all my sponsors who make this show possible, as well as Chris and Miles Beersford, brokers of RE/MAX Preferred Group. A special thanks to WDJO station manager Gary Stevens and my producer Dan Gettelfinger. I would also like to shout out to all my clients, friends, family, fans of Bluestone Ivory, the Dragonfly Foundation, and especially my wife Mary Jo. Until next week, keep knocking on my rockin' houses. So long for now.